kind of chain and ride it to another place. And
well, would they work for their handout sometime?
Oh, yeah, and after some people asked them to work there, and after you so or so, we gave you so and so, and they would work then. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But mostly they used to give free handouts, you know. Probably not always.
What kind of a town was Troy in the really early days? Was it a pretty quiet little place?
Well, it well in a way for the times it wasn't so quiet, because after they got the demand for wood, so that was shipped out, and then there's quite a little business, and then as time goes on, that's later, of course, I remember that very well, when the potlatch moved in, and there was quite a traffic through Troy, because they had and going east to Bowie and Elk River, Bowie first and later Elk River. They had two livery barns at Troy, and they had teams going night and day hauling people and supplies and everything. You know.
Were they hauling logs down through here too?
No. They logged up that way and there was old apartments.
Oh.
They didn't come through here. But there's a lot of traffic in, and that stimulated the business in town then for quite a few years. Because there's quite a movement, you know. And but it's all in the days of horses, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I never did work for them, but a lot of people around here worked for them, you know. We kept the digging away at farming. Well, I did work on a mill closer, but not up there, no.
Was Troy pretty law-abiding those days?
Yes, for the early days, I'd say it was pretty law-abiding. There's one incident down there that when the town marshal went to arrest a party on the south side of town, it was either in 92 or 94, and he tried to force his way in, and this individual shot him. But
That was Marshall Hayes?
That was Marshall Hayes. And he, of course, Hayes's cronies, he had two boys, they were grown men that time. They he got a few of them together, and they was going to shoot this Sly. They were going to shoot this Sly on sight, but the officials from Moscow come down and took him out the back way out of the hotel, and so they never got a chance at him. But it was Payne Sly, his name was, he didn't serve very many years though.
Mm-hmm.
So he got out all right, and I don't know what became of
him. I've heard that Marshall Hayes was a pretty hard guy to get along with.
Oh yes, well, he was kind of odd, you know, and whether he had the right to go outside of town, I don't know. Some say it wasn't, of course, I guess across the track probably wasn't incorporated into town either, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But people had to dislike for him, so something that way, you know.
For quite a while, there was quite a bit of mining up in this area too, wasn't there? Or prospecting?
Yeah, there was prospecting north of town, and some east of town, about let me see, 6-7 miles east of town, they had the mine there. They called it the Copper Sheaf. And then
who had that mine there?
Olsen Boys.
Oh.
Or Olsen Boys. And O.K. Olsen had one about 3.5 or 4 miles out of Troy, right down this canyon.
Oh.
And it did in Douglas, I believe. But They dug around an awful lot in there. They had tunnels running in there and everything, but never really know anything didn't develop really on cement, you know.
They never had much success.
No. Probably this day and age they could, you know, but that is all that work. I don't know.
You were telling me last time we were talking about, was it your wife's granddad had, was going to leave this country at one time?
Old Paul Smith, my wife's granddad, in the 93 and 4 in there, he'd been here since 83, and the depression come on, and the crop got wet and one thing another, and so he decided to leave. He said he's going to leave, and the new store at Moscow, which is David's now, which well, that name's been going for a long time, but another outfit that owns it, but they run that, and
Who ran it?
Durham and Kaufman. Mm. Durham and Kaufman run that, and they had given credit to a lot of them around here, and the hard times come on, and one crop beer was wet, you know, and so he went up and told him that he's got to quit. He says, "I ain't got nothing, not enough clothes to wear, and nothing to feed the family, and no machinery to speak of, but they told him, "No, you're not going to leave." "Well, I can't stay. I can't keep on." So finally, they said, "We'll furnish you everything you need," so he said he'd try it again, you know, and they furnished him with what the family needed and anything else he needed, and they told him, "Now put in all the land you can, and more too." So he got some neighbors to help, so he put in quite a bit of land, and when that coming year, and when he had harvested that year and sold his crop, he got $5,000, and it was in gold. So he come out fine anyhow. He managed to pay up his debts and buy 160 acres for $1,600.
Well, they gave him all the food and shoes and everything else.
Yeah. He actually was in quite a predicament because he wore gunny sacks on his feet.
Huh.
Yeah.
They gave him a seed grain too. Huh?
Oh yeah. If he needed anything, they've done it. And he got his neighbors, you know, to help. So they put in quite a bit of
money. Did he pay his neighbors, or did they just do it for a work exchange?
Or they traded back and forth. So I don't think they knew what was what. One of them, they done that in the area this long time.
Do you think Durham and Kaufman helped bail out quite a few people?
Those that were willing to stick it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Durham and Kaufman, after some time, sold out and went down to San Francisco and run a mercantile business. Mm-hmm. But people seem to like that Durham and Kaufman, all right.
Mm-hmm.
They were just interested in business. They wasn't interested in land. They didn't want it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like they're also interested in helping the community out.
Oh yes, they figured, well, we get some of them to stay anyhow, then we collect some of it, you know, but they were different that way than the first one here.
Then like Walmart.
Yeah. Well, now I tell you, That's about enough for me now. And then you get those big.
Okay.
Say what I you shut up.